Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. I am excited to be in Tomball, Texas today and visiting with Mayor Lori Klein Quinn of Tomball. And Mayor, you've been in Tomball from the beginning, and I'm excited to learn about your Tomball experience, where it was and where it is today, because Tomball is one of those towns that has evolved very quickly, at least in the last 20 years that I've been watching it. So welcome to the show and thank you.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you for having me today. And yes, I'd love to have a chance to talk about Tomball. Tomball was actually established in 1907. And it was called, we were called Peck, Texas before that. And they changed the name to Tomball in honor of the father of the Port of Houston and the engineer for the railroad. They put a stop here. And they put a railroad stop here, and Tomball really began to grow. And in 1933, Humble Oil found the largest find in the USA. We were called Oil Town USA. They came to the founding fathers and said, "We will lay all of your gas lines, we will lay your water lines if you let us drill in your city." And so we did. And we had free gas for 1930s to ended in the late 1980s. And that really had the growth for Tomball and people coming in. Before that, it was very much a farming community. And we've had massive growth in the last 20 to 30 years. A lot of that has come about, too, with our award-winning school district. So we are 14 square miles. Our school district is 83 square miles, but we're all called Tomball, and we claim everybody. And well, so because of that, we've had families that have really brought their children here for education and to grow up in a small town, hometown with a heart.
I can appreciate that, and I see cities like that across Texas. And in that story, what I want to really dive into today is that look forward, because Tomball has evolved in so many ways, from a farming community to an oil and gas community, and the school districts are great. And it's a small community. 14 square miles is not a big city, but you've taken a lot of population growth in there as well. And so it'll be exciting to understand that. And then I also want to just say, Tomball is recognized nationally as a great place to visit and a place that's great at getting information about the city out to the residents. And I commend that, because it happens intentionally. It doesn't happen by accident.
Right. It does happen intentionally. We have about 15,000 people living in our town now. We've had about 2,000 new families in the last 5 to 8 years, bringing their families here to raise their children. The average age of Tomball is 38. That is not the case when I grew up. 38. And so what happened was the people who were on the city council, and we just decided we needed to get zoning. And zoning started in 2011. It took about 6 years, a lot of public input, but we needed to be intentional with our land, since we really don't have an opportunity to expand much more. What is our industrial park? Where are our residential parks? Where are our parks? Where are our schools? So zoning really has helped to control just indiscriminate growth. We have been intentional with it, and it's worked out really well. We also have it takes a village. And we have a great village. We have a wonderful city team. We are called a home rule city, which means we have 5 council members, and that's where the buck stops. They're the ones who make the final decision. As mayor, I don't even vote unless there's a councilman missing and then there's a tie, and then I'll vote on issues. But we have elected officials who are here to serve the citizens and the businesses that call Tomball home. And when you have elected officials and city team that love the town that they live in and they work in and they're elected for, it really is a magical place. And, of course, that's an unbiased opinion.
Well, but mm-hmm. but it is, when you put all those things together, it becomes a high quality of life. And mm-hmm. I suspect that that's outlined in a comprehensive plan for what does the next 10 years look like, because that intentionality is, it's not fast moving in a city. It can be very slow moving. But when you're looking back 20 or 30 years, it feels fast. If you're looking forward to tomorrow, it might be a long way away.
Well, and we have a great relationship with our county, state, and federal officials. We keep abreast of what is going on in the county and the state and federal that will affect Tomball. And we try to be proactive in the way that we approach things. So we did win several awards. We have Louis Playground that has won an award. We're getting awards for that. We're also getting awards for Tidy Up Tomball, and we were just awarded the Scenic City Award. There's only 70 cities in Texas that are considered a Scenic City Award, and we now have an award for Scenic City. We also have a state highway that comes through our city. So we were very proactive in keeping up with TxDOT's plans and also talking to them about the effects of medians down our state highway. We have it's not called Fat Stock Show anymore, but it was when I was in high school, the Fat Stock Show. But what that is, it is the horses that come into the rodeo here in Houston. They come down our street. They have been doing it for 70 years. We have one of the largest German festivals in Texas. It's number 3. We have a farmer's market that is every Saturday. If you want to go back to, well, this is probably preempting your time, Mayberry RFD, come here on a Saturday, and you will see a farmer's market that is truly a farmer's market, where it is homegrown goods and materials, plus other vendors and people walking up and down Main Street and going to our farmers market, and also our fabulous festivals done by the marketing department of our city. We really do have wonderful city directors and city leaders. Then we have our organizations. We have EDC. We have the Chamber. We have Regional Health Foundation. We have so many in our school district, award-winning, A-rated school district. And that is one of the few A-rated school districts in Texas. And they have attracted so many people. They are now on their third high school that will be opening up. And even though they are 83 square miles, they are Tomball. And Tomball is where we have all of the homecoming parades. We also have many events for our school here. So when you look at all that, what will be coming up on our roadway is we'll have handicapped sidewalks on either side, but we will not have medians down our main street, which has made a huge difference in keeping that old town feel. Because our old town is in the 1930s, 1940s, 1950s. Our depot area, the museum, we have a Nordorf Lutheran Church in our museum that is in the 1800s. So we wanted to keep that, and that takes great communication and intentional direction, speaking with the leaders at the state and federal level. And so we also wanted to keep our trees. When we get our handicapped sidewalks and resurfacing of our roads, our trees would be gone. So what'd we do? We bought 200 of them, and they're in a grow farm. And so by the time the road is finished in 2029 and 2030, we'll have our trees replanted back to keep 8, 10, 12-inch trees along our highway system, so on our main street. And that's what we want to do, is preserve our town. All around us is growth. All around us are the chains. We have major highway transportation of 249 on one side, 99 on the other, and 45 on the other. So you can get here quickly. Maybe not during rush hour, but you can get here and get back.
Not all at once.
So we have intentionally watched our transportation too. And we have a wonderful relationship with all of our major organizations. We truly all work. We may have different goals, but we work for what's best for the the citizens who live here and the businesses who call it home.
Well, and in the efforts that you've talked about, and I'm thrilled to hear the pushback on medians and getting to ADA sidewalks and bringing your downtown up in that level without losing the heritage is really key. And kudos to the team to do that. But that does open up the regional conversation when you're talking about a school district that's 83 square miles. There's a lot of growth around Tomball, as you said. How do you work to represent Tomball in that broader county and state conversation and make sure that Tomball remains the priority in those planning conversations with TxDOT? Because I have seen where they can come into a community and say, no, this is how it's going to be because it's a state highway. But it sounds like you were very successful, or your team was very successful in negotiating what was best for Tomball there.
That's been a six-year project. And so it has now gone through, and it will be started in early 2029, January of 2029, because we wanted to be able to do the year of our festivals on Main Street. We have lots of great events. Yes, that is part of elected officials' job, yeah, is to keep up with state laws, keep up with the way the county is going, and also federal. And we have really good relationships with our elected individuals at the state and the federal level. As far as county, we're privileged to have two county commissioners. Oh. Now we have two. If you were shopping at the Kroger side of Tomball, Business 249, we have Commissioner Briones. She's wonderful. We have a great relationship with her. She's really good. And if you shop on the HEB side of Tomball, you're with Commissioner Ramsey. He has the majority of our city, and we have a great relationship with him and his team. We meet regularly with all of our elected officials. We are in touch. We want to know what their goals are, what they're working on, and they want to know what ours are. We really work as a team. And so that's an intentional with elected officials.
It's a collaborative spirit that I really applaud, because it does take everyone to make Tomball retain the heritage, retain the small town feel, but also meet today's modern telecommunication needs, water needs, traffic needs, all of those things that don't necessarily see the border of the city versus the county versus the state. And so when those things have to partner, it's good to have that collaboration already in place on simpler topics that might be the parade planning and everything else. But I really do appreciate that Tomball's doing that inside of that growth. Now, I really like your point on Houston Rodeo. And they go through your town. Are they staying in your town, prepping, and then going to the rodeo? Or what brings them to
Spring Creek Park?
That's what it is?
They come through. They've been coming there for 70 years, and they camp out. Now, this is the trail ride.
Okay, the trail ride. That's what makes
not
sense.
Just, we also have the junior posse that comes in. When they do their relays, they will be here next week, and they will stop at our train depot, and we will honor them, and then they will move on. But it used to be the trail ride. It was the horse and buggies. It was the camping out, and they would come through Tomball and camp out at Spring Creek Park, which is on the other side of Business 249 in Briones' district, Spring Creek Park. And it's been there for long time, and that is where they park. And we have we help with whatever we can by bringing food and honoring them. And citizens come out, the horses, the children. You know, a lot of that has given way to subdivisions. And it's kind of sad to think that there are a lot of children who have never seen a cow and horse. And so a chance to ride the horses, to see the cattle, to see... It's really nice, and that is still going on today, and we want to keep that.
Now, how long have you been mayor of Tomball?
This will be my fourth year. I was on city council for 8 years before that, and then before that, I was privileged to be appointed to the Grand Parkway Board, And Grand Parkway Board, my portion of that, that is a state appointment, was from 290 to 45. And so I learned quite a bit being on that board for 8 years. And after that part of the road, the right-of-way was done and things were being built on Grand Parkway. And when that was going on, people were saying, why on earth would they put a third loop around Houston that far out? Can you imagine Houston without the Grand Parkway now? Or any of this area in Northwest Harris County without the Grand Parkway? It's already full. And so what I learned there, I came and ran for city council. My husband was on council for 6 years, and he was instrumental in getting zoning done. And I had my own business here for many years, and after I sold it, he encouraged me to resign from council and run for mayor, which
I'm glad it went well. And the Grand Parkway has come up in a recent conversation with the mayor in League City, where they're still finishing Grand Parkway all the way around. But what a testament to how many people it moves in that third loop. And to your point, in the greater Houston area, that planning had to happen without recognizing how much it was going to grow in the last 5 years with COVID traffic coming in. Because I think it really excelled past what planners and demographers thought it would. But I want to double click there with the Grand Parkway experience and say, that's a 15, 20 year project that they've been thinking about for 30 or 40 years. And in city planning, there are people that are having conversations today about what that will look like in 2060 and beyond. And so I can't wrap my mind around it, but maybe you can help us, since you've been in that process. What's the perspective to think about when you're planning and investing in growth that hasn't yet come, but now in hindsight you can say, wow, it came?
You have to think 30 years ahead. And when this was brought up, the Grand Parkway, yes, there were people who certainly not, we don't need that, we don't need a third loop. But when you look at Texas and how much we've grown as a state and what Texas has to offer, we are still growing so much in the Houston area and Tomball and past Tomball. So I know that there has been a talk of a Heart of Texas bypass that is another loop, or at least helping down 45 into Montgomery County. I don't know if it's been a talk. I don't think anything's been done, but that's how it starts, is that you need to talk about it and project what the problems are going to be and be proactive in solving them. And that is what your elected officials and appointed city officials in getting together should be looking at. What's going to happen in 30 years? What is the traffic on 45 going to be at? How are we going to get people from 45 to I-10 to 292? So it's not just the growth coming out of Harris County, but it's also the growth moving into Harris County from Montgomery County and other counties. So, and that you start talking about it, and then our elected officials at the state and federal level, plus TxDOT, yes, they are always looking forward 30 years. And I commend them for being proactive, not reactive. So,
yeah, I could imagine it being a very difficult conversation today to say we need to build a third loop and the frustration that would come. I want to wrap up around, we're in 2026 now, and you've talked about some great events that happen in Tomball. And there are a lot of heritage events, but it's the every weekend there is something to do that attracts people to Tomball. What's your call for people that maybe don't live in Tomball yet, but they have a reason to be near Houston or in the region? What gets them to come visit Tomball and experience everything you've told us about?
We have wonderful restaurants and shopping. We also have come to an event. We pretty well have, I think our head of marketing, go to our website, Tomball Texan for Fun. Go to Tomball Texan for Fun, and It has many followers, and it lists all of the things going on in Tomball. We have wonderful music venues, Main Street Crossing. I'm going to go and listen to ABBA. Of course, not the original band, but ABBA on Saturday night. And that music venue brings in a lot. Now, please tell me you know who ABBA is.
I do, yes.
Good. Mamma Mia.
Yes.
So, good. So we have great restaurants and parks, recreation, sports. If you just want to sit in by a pond at Tice Park across from Kroger, just sitting at a pond fishing, where can you go that publicly you can take your children to fish, teaching them how to fish? We have wonderful organizations, and our school has really done a great job of outreach, too. But come to Tomball. There is always something happening. Even on Mondays, we've got restaurants open. You can walk down Old Main Street, cross over into the depot, sit at the parks, shop at some of the great shops that are specialized, but they're also, you feel like you are in a small town again. So it is a hometown with a heart that is surrounded by massive growth, but we have maintained and worked very hard to keep a family community that you want to come and raise your family and have your business in.
Well, and I appreciate the website because I was on it earlier, and you can actually plan your trip. You can tell your site what you want it to do, and it gives you all of the local insight so that when you're there, whether you're with your family or you're off on an escape weekend or whatever it might be, you can have a plan for it, and it's really incredible that the city's made that available and used technology in that way. So kudos to the team because it's exciting to come to Tomball.
We have a very innovative marketing director. He's been here, about 3 years now, and he's done a really great job. And I know that our mascot, we have a mascot that is Rusty Rails, except when the rodeo's in town, he's Dusty Trails.
Okay.
But our mascot is always around, and we also have concerts in our parks. And our Old Town Depot area, come see our railroad, all of the paraphernalia. If you are a train buff, come here.
Yeah.
You will be looking at, I wish I could tell you all the initials of them, but it's very, we were a train town. We were a train town that had growth because of Humble Oil. And we were Old Town USA, and from the 1930s on, we kept that hometown feel even with massive growth in the last 20 years. Because with zoning, we're intentional where our business park is, we're intentional where our people live, and that has helped to shape our town.
Well, it was a good decision when it was put in. It has really redefined towns around that massive growth, and you can really hold on to the heritage and hold on and protect a city like Tomball when you have zoning and good intentional planning in place that allows everyone to accomplish their goals, but in a respectful and shared vision way.
And we have history books. We have just established our historical archives.
Oh, nice.
Where we have 1913 Tomball Tribune newspapers. The Genealogy Society has turned over their records into our Harris County Library. We have our college system. Lone Star College is here in Tomball, and that is an unbelievable junior college. It has won awards itself in Texas. It's the top junior college. There's 7 different locations, and we have one in our town.
I'm a big Lone Star College fan. I've interviewed their professor, Andrew Johnson, on their workforce side.
Uh-huh.
And really, I enjoyed going to community college in San Antonio. And it's such a critical piece of education and a critical piece to people that are looking for their next pivot in workforce. And so I appreciate you mentioning Lone Star College, because what an asset for a community to have in a strong community college right there in Tomball.
That's right. And Star Academy, which was started by our high school, that you can, of course, graduate with 2 years of college. And it is the partnership with our college, with our junior college. And so you could graduate from high school and 2 years of college. Can you imagine the savings to families? There is no family that is going to be denied an education, because there also are great foundations that make sure it happens. So, and education is the key to all of our futures.
Well, and it sets you up to have a workforce that's ready to continue to innovate and evolve Tomball 20, 30, 50 years from now, because they had people pouring that investment of education, time, and resources. And when you can say someone graduates with 60 college credit hours from high school, the savings to the family is tremendous. And that is something to really applaud the administrators that have put that program in place and ensured that it's there for an ongoing legacy of Tomball and the school district as well.
It has. Our EDC also has started programs in the last couple of years that they actually pay for internships.
Nice.
So in our businesses, and that program has just exploded. There's so many businesses, yes, please give us an intern. So our high school students get to actually experience what it's like in a workforce, and they've run awards for that program also. Our public works, our parks, our marketing. We have an all-inclusive playground that people come that of all walks of life and physical abilities to play on this all-inclusive playground. Louise Park. It's wonderful. And then, you know, when we had some changes in some county services, that we have two commissioners, well, there was another citizen that said, hey, we need to pick up trash. So suddenly Tidy Up Tomball was formed by the citizen, which has been award-winning also.
Yep.
And it is humbling to look that twice a year you have 500 to 600 people gathered in Tomball to go pick up trash everywhere in the city limits of Tomball. The city gives the yellow vest and the sticks, and the motto is, if it's icky, use your picky.
Yeah.
And you see families and children. So it's teaching your children service.
Right.
It's teaching them how important it is to volunteer for something you love. So we've got great people and great leadership and great businesses. It's, come to Tomball.
It's always fun to talk to mayors because they are great promoters of their cities. And you have really made me think about Tomball in a completely different light, because you're doing all of that in this small square mile footage or footprint that is enabling so much around you to have a beautiful place to call their hometown, to come find Main Street restaurants and shopping, for people in the county to come into Tomball and really take advantage of that heritage and the intentionality that everyone's put in place. I've really enjoyed our conversation today and want to remind everyone to go plan their next trip to Tomball. And for the trail ride coming in for the Houston Rodeo, that's right around the corner all of a sudden. And what a great way to introduce your kids to that rodeo spirit if they've never seen horses or cattle trail and everything that comes
over
with
wagons.
Wagons, the chuck wagons and the food and just the culture of rodeo that Houston's famous for. But the role that Tomball plays in that is significantly important, and probably a lot more access to get in the mix of it before you go down into the rodeo in Houston.
Well, I want to invite you to come anytime. You got my number.
I would look forward to it.
I would love to take you to some of our fabulous restaurants, look at our shops, and show you around our museum area and our depot area. We also have all around us the majors. Costco is here. We're getting ready to put our Sam's in. So they're all around. They're in Tomball, but they're on the outside, right there at our city limits. And they are in our city. And then we have Old Town, too. So it's
amazing,
preserving both cultures.
When you can anchor those kind of facilities, that kind of revenue and shopping in the city limits, congratulations to your EDC for making that happen. And really ensuring that you can manage property taxes differently when you have facilities like that, bring in sales tax and bring in that local shopping that happens, and it adds up day after day. So for those of you traveling, this is a good Costco or Sam's to stop at and support Tomball. I will look forward to making it to Tomball, look forward to the tour, and thank you so much for your time today. I've really enjoyed getting to know Tomball.
Well, my pleasure, and thank you so much for including us.